welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. My name is Linda Sims. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, WWGH. And don't forget to search once you get the app up called TuneIn. Don't forget to search WWGH. If you have any questions or if you would like to touch bases with myself or my guest today, please call 740-383-9944. You might have questions or you might even like to make a comment about the subject we will be talking about. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Every second Saturday of every month, they have free produce market. That location again is 582 Lee Street. The time is from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up, provide your name and number of people in your family. And matter of fact, you just missed it on the 8th. So you have to wait till July to participate in that. And I hear they have watermelon and peaches and all that good stuff and cantaloupe. And so,
strawberries.
Amen. Strawberries. And put that on your calendar for next month. All right. We have Inspect Ohio, your one call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. And that is for real estate. And that is located in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and it's called Send Peace. You know how people put up that V sign with their finger saying, peace out. Okay, so we're going to try to implement that peace in our lives. So listen to this. The call of time is to send thoughts of peace and power to the world. Your thoughts travel, moving at a great speed and with considerable impact. Let the thought of peace sit in your mind, knowing that the vibes from your thoughts can radiate out and touch any person or place. Now that is powerful. Isn't that powerful? My guest today is Lorelei Dawson. How are you today, Lorelei?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm so glad that you got free time now.
Yes, me too. Getting back into a routine is so important.
Right, you've been so busy. Tell us about you and some of the things you've been doing.
Well, let's see. Since the 1st of May, well, right after the church cantata, the Easter cantata, then on the 1st of May, I had to make some trips out of town for family. And then my sister and I decided we'd leave the 17th of May and go to Florida, okay, which is a very wonderful place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there. I used to travel there a lot. Okay. So, but it was a very nice time. Then we came back. Then I had a grandson graduate from high school. Great. And then we had to send him off. And now he's in El Salvador on a missions trip. But I think this Saturday, with that, every other Saturday, I was doing Bible study at our church. Mm-hmm. Voice of God by Priscilla Shira. Mm-hmm. If no one's ever done that, it is an excellent Bible study. Okay. It just really draws into you. And then, but this Saturday is my first Saturday home.
Really?
With nothing to do in the last 8 weeks.
Oh, wow. You will
so,
be bored.
No, I doubt it. I need to clean a house. You know, when you live by yourself, Linda, it sort of stacks up.
Oh my gosh. Because you don't have time. When you're busy, you don't have time to put stuff up and all. The food in the refrigerator. Maybe you can make that.
But that's it.
Clothes and shoes are everywhere.
And dishes. The dishwasher is loaded and needs to be run, but there's more that needs to go in it before I run. You know, it's a never-ending circle.
I know, and
you look at, you work full-time, and I'm still working part-time for Jim Dittmeyer's, my CPA, over here on Center Street. But, you know, you work, and I'm much more disciplined when I work. But how did I ever work full-time and raise three kids and keep everything going? I don't know how we did it. I don't either, but we did.
Yeah.
Right. But it's good.
I did, too. And my daughter said, she was over at my house a couple of weeks ago, right? She says, it just really didn't look like your house, Mom. I'm thinking, I know why.
Exactly. I know exactly what's going on. But yeah, and along with all of that, you and I have a meeting tonight for Child Evangelism Fellowship.
I know.
And then, of course, I'm still on the committee, so we have a meeting the end of the month in Kenton. Mm-hmm. And there's so much going on with it. The fair, five-day clubs, things at the mall, just so much happening this time of year. I'm not sure why we try and cram so much into 3 months, but boy, we sure do.
Oh, yeah. I used to do at least 2 or 3 5-day clubs when I was running it, you know, going at full speed ahead. Boy, I would be there, you know.
Right. Yeah. And they're very good. And this year, and then the Vacation Bible Schools that everyone's doing, that's another filler. So I don't understand why people retire and then they say they're bored, because there's so much that you could volunteer for.
Yes,
so much.
Because like you said, now if you had not shrunk back from all that volunteer work, you wouldn't have time. There's just so much to do. You know, that's why our house is such a mess.
Yes, it is.
You know, we're just running here, running there. I have actually gone home, threw my stuff down. Go find something else to put on. This is in the middle of the day. Go take another shower.
Mm-hmm.
Dry off. Hop in my clothes. Put my makeup and stuff on. And back out the door again.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's just a mess.
But would you want it any other way?
No.
You know, the day's coming when I won't be able to do all I'm doing now.
That's true.
But I don't want to sit on the front porch of the nursing home or wherever I'm at and wish I should have, could have, or would have.
Right.
I want to know that I did it when I could do it.
Right.
And that I contributed, because we're not here as an island.
No, we're not.
And you were talking about the peace.
Yes,
there
peace.
Is so much peace when you know that you're doing something that helps others.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about just us.
No, it's not.
You know, I put on Facebook today, I keep my house the way it is so that when my friends come to visit, they'll feel really good about their house. And that's my way of cheering them up.
Hey, that's a good way of cheering up. Yeah, I think about that more often, you know, when I go home, especially I have a bedroom that I think it's my clothes closet.
It's just
door closed all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, my daughter came and she totally cleaned out that bedroom.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it took me about 3 weeks to get it looking back just like it was.
Not long.
She was not happy with that. She came and she said, "Mother, what did you do?" I said, "Well, you know, that's where I pitch things.
Yeah.
That's where I put things.
Yeah.
And then I know where they're at. I know where what stack it's in. I know where to go look for it."
And it's like, what is she doing? My such and such.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
not going to have her come and help me anymore.
No, I'm not.
I bet you won't.
That's true.
I was thinking, you know, what would you give for your journey that God has given you so far?
There is not enough. There's nothing in this world that I would give for that. The journey, you know, the Goodmans sang a song, "I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now."
Mm-hmm.
That truly is my testimony. I would not give up anything I've been through or any situation that I've had to walk through because I've been studying about shadows. And Psalm 91, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
Yes.
And I think it's the fourth verse of the 23rd Psalm, which says, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We have to learn that we're walking through things.
Yeah.
We always think there's an end there, but there's not. There's no. That shadow is that him overshadowing us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, every time I have that, Linda, I wouldn't give anything for it. I wouldn't change anything. With every trial, with every temptation, with mm-hmm. every circumstance, God has been faithful.
Amen.
And, you know, people don't understand that. And I know when my son passed, it was, how do you do this? How can you do this?
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, my strength comes from God.
Right.
Paul said, in my weakness, he's made strong.
Yes, he is.
And he also said, with his thorn in the side, that God's grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we either believe that word or we don't.
That's true.
There's no in between. We can believe in Jesus, but do we believe in what he said?
Right.
Do we believe what he said? Yeah. And so, you know, for me, it's been a journey that I am so thankful for. And I would venture to say that most Christians that truly love Christ mm-hmm. would say the same thing about their journey. And we've all had a journey, Linda.
Oh, yes.
Every one of us.
Yes.
You know, our circumstances may take different faces,
mm-hmm.
but they're all circumstances.
Yes, they are.
And situations and crises may take a different approach,
yes.
but they're still a situation or a crisis.
That's true. Still the same.
He's not unique. We all have life.
Yes.
And I heard someone say the other day, you're not going to get out of this life only through the rapture or death.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only two choices.
Only two.
And I'm 75. I don't want to go. I'm on the downhill side.
Praise the Lord.
But
yeah.
I told my boss today I'd try and work another 10 years. But I also told him, I think I'm going to stay around until I'm 108 or 9,
what?
Maybe 10. I have some people I got to get even with now. Come on.
Why not? That's a nice number. I like
it
that.
Is.
Yes.
It is. But, you know, it's all up to God. Whatever he wants
right.
is what I want.
Right.
When he's done, I'm done. I don't, and I've told them, I want to be able, I don't care whether you ever know my name or not.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest compliments I get, when I had my Christian TV show, which ran for about 10 years.
Okay.
When people come up to me at a retail store or the grocery store or a restaurant, and they look at me and they say, I don't remember your name, but I remember you talking about your love for Jesus.
Yes,
there
yes.
is no greater compliment to
That's
me
true.
Than to hear that. And, you know, we would like for everyone to like us. But they didn't all like Jesus.
No, and it's not necessary.
And whether they like you or not,
right.
that's not the deciding factor.
No, it's not necessary at all.
At all, period. Because personalities are all different.
Yes.
And some people you just click with.
True.
And some people, they rub you like sandpaper. I mean,
man,
it's just
on both sides, right?
You got it.
There's a smoother side, and then there's that rough side.
That's
right?
that rough side. You know,
yeah.
It's like the rough side of the mountain. I'm
right.
going to climb up the rough side of the mountain. I may not like it, but I'm going to get there. But it is, and
yeah.
and people in our lives, we need to learn to thank God for the people that He placed in our lives that stay, and the people He places in our lives that are only there for a short time.
You're right. We have to be thankful for both.
We do.
Because sometimes the people we want to stay is not the ones he wants to stay, and he moves them right on
exactly,
away.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, and sometimes, Linda, we get complacent and comfortable.
And depend on people too much.
Yes, yes.
Look to them for what we need only God mm-hmm. can give us.
Exactly. Well, and we expect them to supply the need.
Right.
When it's God supplying the need and,
right.
and Christ that's taking care of that. And but we have a tendency, we get comfortable,
mm-hmm. yes,
we figure out what's going on,
right?
And then all of a sudden the bottom drops out of
yes,
it.
It does.
It's like, okay, I thought I had this all worked out. What happened? How come we're in this? Who did this to us? But it's called life.
Yeah, and he can make you so uncomfortable.
Oh, yes.
And you'd be like, well, what is wrong?
Yeah.
Now I don't like nothing about you.
You know how when you get hungry for something to eat and you just can't put your finger on it?
Mm.
we get hungry spiritually and we just can't put our finger on what we need to get.
Well, yes.
You know what we do though? Instead of us going to the Word, instead of us taking what the pastor says in his sermons, instead of us talking to a friend who can guide us into a Bible study, we decide that we're not going to do that anymore. So we push that aside. Now, that spirit man never gets fed.
Right.
So consequently, he's never satisfied because we don't have any strength in what's coming.
Right.
Well, then life comes to the natural man. And he falls apart because he has no spiritual strength.
Oh, wow, that's good.
You know, and that spiritual strength is the key to us succeeding in where God has placed us or where we are in our lives.
That's good.
We all like to, we couldn't, I don't know about you, but I couldn't wait till I was 18.
Really?
Listen to the teenagers.
Uh-huh.
You know, my my grandson is only 17 that's in El Salvador.
Right.
He was trying to make plans for a senior trip, only to find out that because he's not 18, he can't make any hotel reservations.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. So he said, I can't wait, Grandma, till I'm 18. And I'm thinking to myself, honey, the day will come when you will remember how good this was.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Mom and Dad was doing
exactly.
Now you got to defend for yourself.
Exactly. Wow. I remember talking to my daughter as she was getting ready to leave home, and I was explaining to her the utility bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to her, we needed rent and groceries. Well, you've got gas and water and electric, and you've got insurance bills. And all this, a telephone and all this. And I'm explaining that to her, and my oldest son had been gone. Oh, he'd been out of the house maybe 3 years. And he walked behind her, and he said, Mig, you better listen to her. She's telling you the truth. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I'd lie about this. I've been doing this for years.
Right. It's not going anywhere.
It's not going. No, but, you know, they all think, I can get enough to get a down payment, or I can get enough to get this, or I can get enough to get that.
Right.
And then they find themselves bound, because you're truly in bondage when you're like that.
That's true.
But the good part was you could say you don't have anyone to blame but yourself.
That's true.
I didn't make, here's your choices. I didn't make the decision. You did the choosing.
Right.
I didn't like that then. I don't like that now.
Right, absolutely.
But we make the choices.
Yes, we do. And it's just like you said, it is a part of life.
It is.
And responsibilities that you have to take on for yourself when you are an adult. Like they said, run now since you think you know everything.
Exactly. Have at it. You'll really realize how wise I am when you're in your 30s and 40s.
That's true.
We all have to make mistakes, and all of us have made them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like these people that want to point fingers. You can't point a finger.
I know. And I don't know why people think that they have arrived.
Exactly.
And you're still on the earth. No, you have not.
No.
God's not done with you yet,
He's not. He's still working.
Yeah.
And this, I told you so.
Oh, God.
People don't need to hear, I told you so.
No, they don't.
People need to hear, I'm here to help you learn.
That's true.
I'm here for you to lean on, not to stay with. You never see anybody leaning that stays. A post that leans on a fence will eventually fall unless that wire is tightened across it and straightened up.
That's true.
The same way with us.
Right.
We need to strengthen and be strengthened through one another. Yes, we're lively stones built together. That's what the Bible calls us.
Mm-hmm.
However, those lively stones stand alone when they need to. They lean on the other stone when they need to.
When they need to.
That's why he put us the way he put us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is so important about people. But it's so, I just sit back and smile. Because most of the time I'm thinking, you know, it'll come. You'll get there.
Oh, yeah, they'll get there.
Oh, they'll get there. Yes, they did. We made it. And that's what I told someone the other day. I said, you know, you're concerned about your daughter, but she's made out of the same stuff you were.
That's true.
And she's had that same training.
Yes,
she'll make it because you're making it.
Right.
And that's the key. They make mistakes.
Right.
Lord knows we go further than we want to go, pay more than we want to pay, stay longer than we want to stay.
I remember praying for my daughter. I mean, just earnestly praying for her. Oh, Lord, save her. Turn her around. Do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? And he just said, I heard that small, still voice say, I saved you, didn't I? I was like, oh, yeah.
Yes. I brought you out of that, didn't I? Yes. Exactly.
Oh my gosh, what a wretch I was. You know, mm-hmm. Then you go down and repent, and I'm so sorry. Yes, you did, and I thank you, Lord.
Exactly.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
I just praise you because you didn't give up on me.
Right. Now, no, you're not going to give up on my seed.
He won't. And, you know, we may not live to see them come, but our prayers are not in vain.
No, they're not.
The Bible says his word never returns void. Mm-hmm. I may never see some of it, but I know that his word is true.
He's faithful.
And I know that prayer is out there, mm-hmm. until God uses it to bring them in.
Yes.
And scripture says, if Christ be lifted up,
I will draw
all men to me. And you don't know who's lifting up Christ to them.
No.
You know, we don't know who they're with all the time.
Or who they're sharing with.
Exactly.
You'd be surprised what we instill into our children. Mm-hmm. No matter where they may be at the
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
They're sharing something
mm-hmm.
that you have shared with them about Christ.
Exactly. My grandson and granddaughter, they came to Christ 3 years ago in February, I think it was. But they were amazed because his father is not mm-hmm. living for Christ right now. And they were amazed at how much scripture his dad knew.
See?
And I said, but he grew up on that.
Right.
He has known that all of his life.
Right.
It's there. He can tell you.
Right.
Because he knows. I think the greatest travesty in our country today is that parents are not teaching their children the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Good News Club, 45, an hour and a half a week. Wednesday night service for the young people, an hour and 15 minutes a week. It's not enough. We can plant seeds.
True.
We can water them, and we do. But that's not enough for the child, especially that child that's rebellious.
Mm-hmm.
That child that wants to do things their way. That child that has a spirit or a desire, I'll say, to cause confusion mm-hmm. and to go their own way and to go against. And we've all had that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had three.
We get defiant.
We do. Young, we rebel.
Know?
I had
middle age.
Even senior age.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yeah. It's like, wow. Why can't I do this?
Right. Exactly.
Do that, you know?
I have a friend who has three little ones. They're under the age of four.
Okay.
And she was talking to me, and I had three. And I told her, I said, you know, mine were under the age of five.
Mm-hmm.
I had three under the age of five. But they all had different personalities, and they all were different. Each one of them had to be disciplined differently.
Yes.
Each one of them had to be, because of the individuality. I don't care how many children you put and raise in the same atmosphere, with the same rules, with the same everything, they're all going to be different.
Yes.
Because we don't serve a cookie cutter God.
No, we don't.
He does not cut us out in cookies and say, okay, you got to do this, you got to do this, and this and this. It's just not the way it is.
No, it's not.
And it's how the body works.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I get excited because I know our church is having a revival of July, I think it's July 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, with Todd Sloggett. He's from Home Missions of America. They were out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was hit with that tornado, and they have a home saving business that sells furniture that supports the ministry.
Okay.
And he was talking about he works a lot with drug addicts and those situations, and with people that are coming out of prison and felonies, those kinds of things.
Right.
And he was talking about it, and he said, if you've never ministered to an addict, don't try and tell someone else how to do it.
Right. I understand that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until you know what and how to do, he said the best thing you can do for them is pray for them.
Yes.
And the people that are ministering to them.
Right.
Because they know. He was there. He knows what it's like. When you come from it, you know.
Right, and some I heard a lady say, well, I can minister to those people whether I experienced it or not. Yeah, we can say words, and sometimes it's like hitting the wall and bouncing back because you don't have that empathy in for them and what they're going through, unless you've walked that road and traveled where they've traveled.
Right.
You know.
That genuineness, they recognize immediately.
Yes, they do.
And for it, for whatever the reason, they need to know that you really know what they're going through. Mm-hmm. You cannot sugarcoat it.
No.
You can't make it up. And like I said, the best thing you can do is to pray for them.
Right.
Now, when it comes to counseling someone about marriage, I can do that because I've had that.
Right.
I can counsel about what it's like to lose all your material things.
Mm-hmm.
I can counsel about what it's like to go through a disease, a cancer, or whatever. I can counsel about the death of loved ones.
Right.
I can counsel about those because I've been there. I know what they're going through.
Right.
But when it comes to alcoholics, I don't know because I've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
I can minister to them. But I can't lead them.
Right.
I can minister and I can share the word with them. But I can't get into where they've been.
That's true.
To identify what they're going through.
That's so true.
And if we would learn that, Linda, I think we would have a whole lot more success in our programs.
I think so too.
If we would just minister to now my stepson Randy is a chaplain at one of the prisons. I think it's North Central, but it may be Marion Correctional, either one of them. But he's chaplaining and he's teaching now about finances when you come up for parole or when your sentence is done. He's teaching about coming back into the community and into your family, which is so difficult.
Yes.
And he said, no, I've not been there, but I have been outside my family when I wasn't accepted. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what it feels like.
Right.
He knows what it's like to be under the total weight of a financial situation that he didn't have anything to do with, but it happened to him.
Right.
And he knows what it's like to have to come out of that. Those are the reasons that he can use, and he uses scripture as the chaplain to teach this and to teach these young men how to come back into the outside world because it's hard.
It is hard, and we're not so nice.
No, we're not. We aren't. You're exactly right.
Fingers and, well, if you hadn't have done this and done that, you'd be here, you'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, no one needs to hear that. They just don't.
Well, not only that, we don't know that we haven't made those mistakes, and it's just the grace of God that somebody bailed us.
That's right.
Exactly. It was God that took us out of those situations. And you and I have both been in situations that we know it was the hand of God that delivered us.
Amen.
And for them to have to put up with that and this pointing and you know, it's like people with tattoos. Now, I don't have any, but it's a good thing I don't because my skin's starting to shag and shame and hang. And it's like, Lord, if I had one there, think what it'd look like.
Right.
But it's not my business. If they want them, let them have them.
Hey.
It's their choice,
like
not mine. Exactly. If you're happy with it, why not?
True.
You know, it's not my place, and I'm not a. I can judge fruit. I can tell when a person has peace.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell when a person has joy. I can tell when a person has gladness.
And we should.
And that's discernment.
Yes.
I can also tell when a person's in rebellion.
Right.
When their fruit has shriveled up and there is no joy.
Right.
When they're not at peace with themselves.
Right.
I can tell all of those things. And that's not judgment. That's simply discernment.
That's discernment.
Because it gives me direction in how to pray for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if we would ever learn that the one thing Christ wants in the body is discernment and acceptance.
That's true.
That's what he wants. He wants us to discern where prayer is needed and to accept and build and help them get to where they need to go.
That's
It's not about pointing fingers, and it's not about saying you should have, or you could have, or you would have, or if you hadn't have.
Right.
Lord. And my first two sons were from my first, my two sons, by the way, I only have two, but they were from my first marriage. Mm-hmm. And everybody said, if you could do that over, would you do it again? I said, absolutely, because I got my boys.
Right.
I got my children. You got girls. I got boys. I got two boys. I hear you. But you see, I don't ever want my children to feel like they were a mistake.
True.
Or that they weren't wanted.
Right.
They were.
And I had one daughter that thought that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she wasn't a boy. I like, no, I still love you. That wasn't what I was trying to say.
I know, I know.
But when I was pregnant with you, I just knew you was a boy, and you wasn't. At the moment, you do feel like, wow, I love my baby, but mm-hmm. I still didn't get my boy. I got three girls behind you, right?
I got my daughter last, and I thank God for her.
We are
extremely close,
yes,
although
are.
We drive each other crazy sometimes. Our closeness is a God-given gift.
Yes, yes.
And I thank the Lord for her. I don't know what I'd do without her.
And vice versa.
But yes, it's the same way that mm-hmm. the trial she just went through. Every day, the phone rang. Every day we talked.
Sure.
We talk every day. She calls every morning. I've not yet quite figured out. She calls every morning to make sure I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking to myself, I could hang the phone up and have a heart attack.
That's true.
So what does this give you for the day? I haven't figured this out yet.
I called my mother every day when she was living.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't doubt any woman as far, I don't care how old she is, for calling her mother every
exactly.
day. Because
exactly.
I did it.
I did
day.
Too.
And it helped my day for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my mom today, you know, and I'm good.
Well, and it's, you take the time
yeah.
because you can't recapture it.
So
you know,
right
there were
that.
Some, there's some things I wish I had done differently,
right.
but I can't go back and undo
no,
them.
No, we can't.
So I need to learn from that and go on for today. And it's like, as you're well aware, I gave up the George Washington Good News Club.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't given up on Child Evangelism Fellowship. I'm still, you know, on the committee
okay.
and et cetera, et cetera,
yeah,
et cetera. But I wanted someone younger than me to reach those children
yes.
to be able to do it. And it's, long story short, by me giving up when I did, because I wanted to do it a year sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you that the Lord and I argued about it is an understatement.
I believe I do.
Every time I went to prayer, Lord, can I do it now, please? Now, you know, I was like a child begging his mother for, can I have it now? Can I have it now?
Right, right.
But when I did it, I saw the wisdom in it because that immediately placed an opening in our director's eyes for a part-time staff member.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who is filling that, Janice Benn, the lady who's filling that has desired to work with our children.
Right.
That's her call for the ministry.
Right.
Well, after I left, then one of our other teachers left. And so now she's got 4 days a week as a part-time leader
okay.
for child evangelism. And she is getting her funding. She has to have $300 a month
mm-hmm.
to cover the cost of her salary because she is a missionary.
Right.
You know, Linda, we don't think about missionaries here in America.
No, we don't.
We think that the church does that.
Right.
And they don't.
No.
We think that somebody else will do that. And they don't.
Right. You're right about that.
So, but it's a mission field. And everybody says, oh, it's in this neighborhood or it's
Isn't
in that neighborhood.
Wonderful, though? Yeah.
It's in every neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't care the scale.
We need it so badly.
We need it. The five-day clubs, reaching these children, we need it in a desperate, desperate
yes,
way.
We do. Yes, we do.
And so as the Lord worked it out, I mean, it was like, as I look back, I see his footprints as he was laying things out. Now, I got to tell you, I didn't see those footprints at the time.
He was begging.
I was the Lord, can't you do this, Pastor?
Begging,
God,
yeah.
can't you move this? But God has worked it out, and it's going to come together.
Yeah.
I'm praying for the people in our church, in our community that go to church, that see the need to be, see the willing, have the willingness to volunteer. True. And, you know, if you had, this is just, I was thinking about this last week. If you have in a church, I'm going to say 12 women mm-hmm. that see, that have a missions heart, that right. see the need, you would only need two or three of them 1 week a month for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. One day.
That's not bad.
No, to volunteer. Mm-hmm. They could take turns volunteering, and they would only have to serve one day a week in a month for an hour and a half.
Can't beat that.
You couldn't beat it. No. And it would be such a blessing.
Yes, it would be.
To all of the lead teachers.
Yes.
And that's what I'm praying for right now. I'm praying for God to open hearts in our churches and for one church to take a Good News Club as their project. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, to supply the knacks. Or a 5-day club for a week. It wouldn't be that much.
Right.
You know, for their snacks and for their interactions and those kinds of things. It would be so good.
Yes, it would be.
And it wouldn't be that hard. And so that's what I've been praying for. I'm putting together some letters. I got to get them approved, so I'm not going to be mailing them right now. But I'm putting together letters about Child Evangelism Fellowship that I'm going to be mailing to businesses.
Okay.
And that's the thing I'm going to be asking for is the prayer, the volunteer, and obviously the financial donations. Right. Because I don't care what wheel of the ministry it is, it does not roll without finances.
Oh, no, it does not.
Not with,
nothing.
Nothing
we do rolls without
nothing
finances.
Exactly. So that's the other thing. But I am working toward that, praying that God will just open doors and open eyes.
Yeah.
Open eyes and ears.
And
eyes
place
to
some
see.
Desire in them.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, a hunger.
Yes.
Right.
A thirst for
a willingness
yes,
to be
yes,
a part of the body yes, and to support
yes.
the body
and
as it needs to be.
And you would think there would be so many more people who would be interested in doing, just like you said, an hour and a half, one day a month.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think so, but it's not like that.
It's not. And I don't know whether it hasn't ever been presented that way.
Maybe not.
Or they've just not thought of it.
Probably not thought of it.
Or the usual excuse is, I'm too busy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not everybody could be that busy.
True.
You know? Mm-hmm. You reach an age where your children don't really want you around that much. Trust me. So,
and they're peeping out the door to make sure you're gone, right?
Exactly. and they're saying, okay, you're leaving now. When are you coming back?
Right. You're right. So right.
But it's, in all seriousness, we've got enough people in this town. And we need men. We
yes.
need godly men to yes, teach our boys how to be men.
That's true.
To train them to be men. I told someone the other day, Lois and Eunice in the Bible were Timothy's mother and grandmother.
Right.
And I said, you know, Tanya and I have both poured into Noah. And someone looked at me and they said, yes, it shows.
Mm-hmm. It
from
does.
The way he is around you and the way he is with others. We need mothers and grandmothers, fathers and grandfathers to pour into these kids,
that's
into
true.
The daughters and into the sons, to become the men and the women that God has called them
that's
to be.
True. That's true. That's
true. Not to fit in with what the world says
right.
is good. Because
right.
I'm telling you, the world is rocking. And the shout.
And reeling.
And reeling, yes.
And reeling.
But the shout and the noise and the
yeah.
party, it never satisfies.
No, it doesn't.
They're never content.
It's just a cry for help.
It's a cry for help, exactly. There's no substance.
Like you said, it's that missing implementation that they can't get, but they're out there trying to get it.
They're
through,
grabbing it, right.
Partying and drinking and drugs and...
Well, and they think it's a
sex
it's a loud voice.
Right.
And when I get bored with this, I'll go to something else.
Right.
But the Lord told Elijah, I'm in the still small voice.
Yes,
I'm
is.
Not in the fire. I'm not in the earthquake, and I'm not in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
All of those make noise.
Yes,
all of those make noise. But he's not there.
No, he's not.
And that's not where the contentment is, Linda.
No, it's not.
And if we could get our young people to know that,
right.
Which is the goal of CEF.
Right.
That is our, we are an international group, and I call Fueled by Fire every night and pray, not every night, every other night, to just to encourage the others as we pray for CEF and Good News Clubs around the world. Mm-hmm. Because, in fact, the Marion District, the Finley chapter, supports a Good News Club in Hungary.
Okay.
So, you know, there are goals that we have.
And we still have our missionary, right?
We still have our missionary.
She's still in the field.
She's still in the field.
She's elderly now.
Oh, Margaret is, Margaret Bash is...
She's got to be in her
80s. She's 87, I believe. 87? I think she's 12 years older than I am.
Okay.
Somewhere around in there.
Or she's been on that battlefield
but she's,
a long
yes,
time.
Yes, she has. And bless her heart, she doesn't quit. Mm-mm. She just continues. And she just continues to go from country to country in order to build those relationships and get things started.
Yes, yes.
But, well, Elma, our... the one that was going to be here with me tonight, mm-hmm. one of our leaders, she's working toward getting it into Marysville.
Great.
Into Marysville Great. School. So God is working.
She's going to come. She said, I don't know what you're going to talk about. You. What are you
but
doing?
She's a delight. Yes, how old is Elma?
She's not young.
She's 80.
Is she in her
80s? I think she's 81. I believe. I know she's older than I am.
Okay.
So I think she's 81, but she is a dynamo. I'm telling you, that lady, my sister was whining about mowing her lawn until she met Elma. Now, my sister's younger than I am. She said, I can't whine about that anymore because she takes care of a farm.
Oh my
but,
gosh.
You know, it's she's a dynamic lady.
I met your sister not too long ago, and she explained to me who she was. I'm thinking, why did I not know that?
Sometimes it's the best kept secret in town. But, you know, it's God puts us in places. And I heard a teaching one time about a garden. Each one of us has a garden that has 10 people or plants in it that we need to water and we need to pray for and that we need to nurture and that we need to take care of. And there are people that no one else, they won't listen to anyone mm-hmm. else, but they'll listen to you.
Right. When you and get there. When you realize
it. When you realize it. Exactly.
Oh, that's powerful.
And you are teaching them. And sometimes you look and there are acquaintances. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of acquaintances, but I have a very small garden that I tend.
Right.
And that's the important part.
That's true. That's
and, true. You know, if you look at how Jesus only had 12.
He sure did. One of them.
One of them betrayed him. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So one of you are a devil. I chose you all, right? He's like, well, Jesus, why did you choose a devil? But that was to let us know also, we can't trust everybody.
Nope,
like
we
you
can't.
Said, that spirit of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to know who's for you and who's not.
And who's against
who's
you.
Who's against you. And, that's just a part of life.
It is. Well, it's a part of situations, too. Mm-hmm. It's a part of growing and learning.
Right.
You know, why don't they like me? Well,
everybody's not going to.
Everybody's not going to. You're not going to fit in everywhere.
No, no.
And, you know, we first came up here from West Virginia. We didn't fit anywhere.
Right.
Because we were, it was a totally different lifestyle, mm-hmm. totally different approach in church and everywhere.
Yeah.
It was just very difficult. We didn't give up.
No.
We kept going.
Had to keep going.
But you won't fit in everywhere.
No,
so you
everywhere.
Learn to adjust to that.
Well, Laura Lee, thank you so much for coming
You're welcome.
And sharing with me and my audience. And don't forget that thought for today, send peace. Let the thought of peace sit in your mind, knowing that the vibes from your thoughts can radiate and touch any person or place. And I'm sure you're going to be back with me again, Lily.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
That'll
I
work.
I really have enjoyed you. You have been listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We have a couple things I need to announce as quickly as I can. There will be a ribbon cutting ceremony for the name change from Cass Avenue to Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, and that will be Saturday, June 22nd, 2019, and the time is from 1 to 3 p.m. Thank you. Until next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. to legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
Well, I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
To the star of Soap and Benson, Robert Guillaume.
When you first got that pilot script, and you looked at Benson. Now, he was a housekeeper, but who was he to you?
Well, he was my grandmother, for one thing. My grandmother had worked in white people's houses, and she had always seemed disrespectful. She would come in and she would do the laundry. And after she had put the laundry and arranged it the way she wanted, the woman who owned the house and for whom she worked would come along and rearrange things. And my grandmother would stand to the side while she, with a drink in her hand, did as much as she could to undo what my grandmother did. My grandmother didn't get angry at